back on WMJ, WMJ.com. Always great to check in with local kids who are doing good things. And Logan Fry grew up in the great town of Matherville, Illinois, and a Sherrard High School multi-sport athlete. And now in his second season as the women's basketball coach at Blackhawk College, and a great turnaround. I think they're 12-5. Logan Fry, how are things going in the college basketball ranks in the Quad Cities? You got a good thing going now, it looks like.
Hey, Jim, how's it going? It's going well. A lot better off than the first year. Starting to see the success and translate to the win column. Off to a pretty nice start this season.
Well, what's been the big transition for you? I know you had, you know, assistant coaching duties at the high school level. You coach baseball. So what was the big thing for you adjustment-wise in that first year transitioning now into the second year?
As many coaches that are assistants that take the head job, that they finally realize that there's a little bit more stresses that go into being the head coach from the administrative side of things. So that's been a bit of a challenge, but at the same time, getting to do those things is a work in progress. And then getting a chance to, you know, do the things you want as a head coach is always an added bonus.
Well, and I know the one thing I want to give you credit, because, dude, you're out there working it, man. I see you all over the place, and I see your dad's helping you out now. I saw him up in Prophetstown, Illinois, on a mid-afternoon, a game I was broadcasting over the Christmas holiday. So as they say, it ain't easy doing all this. You got to put some work in, right?
That's right. That's one of the biggest things that we've focused on is getting our face out there, getting our name out there. One of the biggest things that we wanted to do is get out in the area. We know how basketball talent rich this area is, and trying to get girls to stay home and come play at Blackhawk has been our goal. Like you said, my dad's been out helping us. I'm in the gym pretty much every night after practice, or some nights even after games.
Well, that's great. And, you know, it's interesting. So you talk about the balance, and there's no question you want to get kids from the area, but you also need to recruit and get kids from outside of the area. I'm curious, you know, what's like the delicate fine line in trying to figure that equation out, I guess?
Well, you see what the area has to offer as far as, you know, personnel-wise, as what we think we can get, and then we go out, extend outside of the area and areas that we need to kind of piece together. You know, say if we've got a couple guards here locally that are looking to play and consider us an option, maybe we go out outside of the area and look for some posts, just kind of scheming it that way.
Well, and, you know, the turnaround here this year where you put the work in, you currently 12-5. I know we're recording this interview with you on a Thursday, the 16th, and I think you have a game tonight. What are some of the big areas where, you know, you look back to year one and you say, man, we just can't continue doing this, or we're just going to lose all the time? I mean, were there certain, and I know recruiting's a part of that too, and getting kids in and, you know, building the program up. So what have been some of the ingredients here from year one to year two for you?
Well, you said it as recruiting. That's a big piece into it. We brought in a nice recruiting class. We got a couple of girls that are doing pretty good things for us. And it all starts and is, you know, trying to get those girls in here that have had success in the high school. Maybe not their best player on the high school team, but knows kind of what it's like to be on a winning team, and the formula and the ingredients that go into that has been one of our things, and then getting these kids in here and getting them to buy into to what we want to do, and we're starting to see some of the success this year.
Well, and then the other thing, and I've talked to Darren Bazzari about this too, that the men's coach there, and Darren just picked up his 200th win at Blackhawk College. You know, the other thing is about the education standpoint, and sometimes junior colleges are kind of glossed over, but they're this great opportunity education wise and then the economics of attending, you know, junior college, which basically equates to your freshman and sophomore year at a place of higher learning. And I know, you know, I don't know if that is the coach's responsibility to say, look, you know, you basically can get the same education here as you can get most other places. The only difference is you're not going to have to take out this massive, you know, you and your mom and dad aren't going to have to take out this massive student loan in the first couple of years of college.
Yeah, that's one of our selling pieces. With every kid, though, it's different. Some don't look at the financial side and economic side as much as the others. And so that's where we try to piece together of, you know, what kind of offer we're going to be able to get for them. And for the most part, yeah, I mean, you're going to be taking the same classes your first and second year, no matter where you're at. Why not save that money, get a couple extra years, a chance to keep playing basketball, and do it here locally. Well, it's a big selling piece for our kids. So
you're preaching to the choir, man, because I went to Blackhawk College for 2 years, man. So I'll promote that institution. So how fun has this been for you? How much you digging this thing the past couple of years?
I tell people all the time that both years have been fun. It's been a learning curve both years, and it's been a little bit of a different one. But like I said, we went 2-21 last year, and I had a blast. This year, it's even more fun because, you know, we're starting to see the success and wins pile up, and winning is fun, obviously, but it's something new every day. And to say the challenges are a little bit easier this year is not always the case, because this year's been a challenge too, trying to piece together the winning formula.
Well, and then I'm just curious, you know, here's a guy that's a coach and works, you know, outside of the education system. So you have to balance your professional career, you know, your day job, I call it, with your night job, being a junior college basketball coach at Blackhawk College. How does all that work? We talk about time management all the time. I assume that's probably a big thing for you.
Yes. Balance is key. Sometimes it's a challenge. It really can be. On the bright side, I've got a very supportive family. Wife played college basketball. Mom and dad are in the backyard now, so they're able to help out with the baby and help us out, and they provide some support at home and on the road. So,
all right, grew up in Matherville, right? Played at Sherrard High School. What year did you graduate from Sherrard again?
2010.
2010, still a youngster. Tell our listening audience what interscholastic athletics meant to you, a multi-sport athlete.
It meant the world. Like you said, the balance thing, that's all I've known, is being busy, being a three-sport athlete from the summers to being in school. I don't know what it's like to be, you know, have a little bit of freedom. So it's staying busy, and it's got me where I am. And the one thing you can always look back on is the relationships that you've built throughout the year. Still stay in touch with all my coaches, because one day that ball is going to stop bouncing or whatever, and all you're going to have back to look on is the relationships. And so that's what I encourage the kids to do, is enjoy it while it's there, because before you know it, it's gone, and you're going to have to try to get back into it some way, shape, or form. And for me, it's been through coaching, and it's been a blast.
All right, so maybe we have, and I'm sure we do have, some coaches listening this morning, and they may have a kid that you might be interested in, or maybe a parent is out there listening and say, hey, I like what that kid's saying on the air about Blackhawk College women's basketball, and maybe this is an opportunity for my kid, and I think they've had a pretty decent high school career. They're averaging 11 points, 4 rebounds a game. So something like that. I'm using it as an example. So, Logan Fry, I guess if you haven't seen those type of kids, I know you probably would want to hear from people in their camp. How can people go about getting in touch with you, I guess?
The best way to do it is to contact me. Like I said, I've got a pretty good relationship with the majority of the coaches in the area. To either have that student reach out to me directly or through their head coach is how we do it. I've got an email, and then Also online, we have a online like kind of recruiting questionnaire. So if there's somebody that wants to go, that's interested in Blackhawk, they can go onto our website and check us out and fill out a form, and that'll pop up in my inbox, and I'll be able to check it out.
All right, and I know it's pretty simple. It's bhc.edu, bhc.edu. All right, Logan Fry. So you said what was it last year? 2-21. Is that what it was last year?
2-21. I stopped counting after a while. So.
Well, but you're counting the other way now. So as we talked to you, 12-5, that's quite a turnaround. And man, we wanted to promote the fact that you're doing great things up there, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your coverage and your support.
All right, Logan Fry is the women's basketball coach at Blackhawk College. Year number two, goes from 2-21 to 12-5 as we speak to him this week on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.